We're the mystery bunch on a journey to strengthen our iman. So come and join the fun, everyone. Come and see what's going on.
As Abu Ali helps us on our way, making sure we don't go astray. Many problems we face
every day,
but there's lessons that we learn along the way. 'Cause every step we take, every move we make, everything we say, Allah is watching us. If we remember Him, He will remember us. In Him we put our trust, and that's enough for us.
We're the mystery bunch, and together we learn about Allah. We're the mystery bunch on a journey to strengthen our iman.
I can't find them. I can't find my keys anywhere. Have you seen them? No? What should I do? Oh, look! It's Abu Walid. Let's ask him. Abu Walid, have you seen my keys? I can't seem to find them anywhere.
Sorry, Nabil, I haven't. But I can help you look for them. Tell me, where was the last place you saw them?
The last place I saw them, I know. When I went to see Salim, I went to tell him a story.
A story? We love stories. Can you tell us the story?
You want to hear a story? Sure, I'll tell you a story. It's called Dua. It's story time. Scream.
One stormy day, the three little squirrels were stuck under a small cherry tree.
We better get out of here before we get soaked in the rain,
said Abdus Salim.
Look over there. Maybe we should go to that cave. I'm sure it's more dry there than here.
You are right, Abdus Salim. We will definitely stay dry here than underneath that cherry tree,
said Abdul Karim as the squirrels entered the cave. All of a sudden, a big rock fell and blocked the entrance of the cave.
Oh no! We're stuck inside of the cave. There's no way out,
said Abdul Hakim, while he and Abdul Karim tried to push the big rock.
It's not moving. We're going to be stuck here forever. Help! Help! Can anyone hear us?
Stop making so much noise, Abdul Hakim. No one can hear us here,
said Abdul Karim.
You're wrong, Abdul Karim. Don't you remember Allah can see everything? Because He is Al-Basir, the All-Seeing One. But Allah can also hear us anywhere. Because He is As-Sami', the one who hears everything,
said Abdus Salim.
Let's ask Allah to help us by telling Him something we done only for His sake.
Abdus Salim raised his hands up and made dua to Allah saying,
Ya As-Sami', O Allah, the one who hears everything, hear my dua. O Allah, you know I was a very bad squirrel once upon a time. I used to throw rocks at poor little ants in order to squash them. I used to think it was very funny. However, one day as I was just about to throw a rock at an old ant, a little voice shouted out, Stop! What are you doing? Fear Allah! It was Sulaiman the ant. He actually reminded me about you. Ya As-Sami', O Allah, the one who hears everything, hear my dua. You know that I stopped throwing rocks at ants, and I only stopped doing that for your sake. Please help us, Ya Allah.
All of a sudden, the big rock moved a little.
There's an opening,
said Abdul Hakim.
But it's still not enough to get out. Abdul Karim, you make dua now. Ya As-Sami', O Allah, the All-Hearing One, who hears the call of everyone, hear my call,
said Abdul Karim, with his hands raised high.
Every day, I travel a very long way to go collect a sweet honey drink for my family. I let Ummi and Abi drink it first, and then when they're done, I give the rest to my baby brother Yameen. One day, when I came home late with the sweet honey drink, Ummi and Abi were asleep. Baby Yameen was crying because he wanted some sweet honey drink. I put Baby Yameen to sleep, telling him, Ummi and Abi always let us eat and drink first before they do, so this is a gift for them. While Baby Yameen slept, I waited by their bedside all night long until Ummi and Abi woke up to drink first. Ya As-Sami', O Allah, the all-hearing one, who hears the call of everyone, hear my call. You know that I only done that for your sake, Allah, so that you will be happy with me. Please help us, Ya Allah.
Again, the rock moved a little.
We still can't get out. Just a little bit more,
said Abdul Karim.
Abdul Hakim, you're the last one left. It's your turn to ask Allah for help,
said Abdul Salim. Raising his hands up, Abdul Hakim began his dua by saying,
Ya As-Sami'ul Basir, O Allah, the one who hears and sees everything, hear my dua. One day I hurt my foot and I was unable to collect any nuts. I saw Aqil, Amil and Abid nearby. Will you three help me collect a bowl of nuts? And in return, I will give you a cherry each.
Of course, they all agreed. When they finished collecting the nuts, only Aqil and Amil came to collect their cherries.
Where's Abid? He's probably gone looking to help someone else. He loves helping people,
said Aqil.
What should I do with his cherry? I know. I will plant it and Abid can have all the cherries from its tree.
As days went by, the cherry tree grew and had lots of cherries.
What should I do with all these cherries? Abid hasn't come back yet. I guess I will plant these too.
Many days later, Abid returned.
Sorry, Abdul Hakim. I forgot to take my cherry that day, so I'm here to take it now,
said Abid.
Here you go, Abid. This cherry is yours, and all those cherry trees over there are yours too. But I thought you only said one cherry,
said Abid, all shocked.
All those cherry trees came from your one cherry that you forgot to take. Ya As-Sami'ul Basir, O Allah, the one who hears and sees everything. You know that I only planted those trees for your sake, only to make you happy. Please help us, Ya Allah.
Miraculously, the rock moved again. It was enough to get out of the cave. The squirrel shouted out takbir.
Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest.
As they were leaving the cave, Abdul Salim found a special badge with the name As-Sami' written on it. As-Sami' is one of the names of Allah.
As-Sami', the one who hears everything. As-Sami', you say it. As-Sami'. As-Sami', Allah, the one who hears everything.
The squirrels quickly ran home to show Uncle Salam the new badge they had found. Now remember, anytime you're in trouble, ask As-Sami', the one who hears everything, and he will help you, inshallah. The end.
That was a great story, and I've got a great idea on how we can find your keys.
Hell!
Well, why don't we ask Allah for help? If we make dua to him, I'm sure we'll find it.
That's a great idea!
Oh Allah, please help us find Nabil's keys.
You make dua for me too! Oh Allah, please help me find my keys. Achoo! Alhamdulillah!
Look, Nabil, your keys!
Where? Where?
On the ground!
Oh, I actually forgot! I don't really have any pockets, so I always leave my keys on my hat. Jazakallah khair for helping me, Abu Walid. And thank you for making dua for me. I'll see you later. Assalamu alaikum!
Wa alaikum salam, Nabil. And thanks to Nabil, we discovered another name of Allah. We have As-Sami', Allah, the one who can hear everything. Join us next episode as we discover more special badges with the names of Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We're the mystery bunch and together we learn about Allah. So come and join the fun. Everyone, come and see what's going on. Mystery Bunch,
come on and join the
Mystery Bunch.
Together with the
Mystery Bunch,
with you all the way. Allah will guide the
Kadim Kids, media dedicated to Ummah.